Blog Talk Radio.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous.
What's up, people? It is your boy. I'm back. Fresh out of jail. No, I'm playing. Jay Turk. 214, owner of the Green Bay Packers. And, of course, I'm never alone. Well, I was at one time. But got my guy here, Stefan, also known as the Cypher the God, owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So what's up to the people, Steps?
What's going on, people? If you guys are like me, I'm over here following the Super Bowl. Right now it's 3-0, second quarter, 7:55 and counting. But my goodness, the road to getting here has been something crazy, Turk.
Yeah, it has been. I don't even think we posted the dang chat to the, posted the link to the radio show.
We really did. And I... You're gonna have to figure that out.
But I'm pulling double duty right now. But, I mean, we here, man. For those of y'all who don't know, the Super Bowl is going on right now between the Philadelphia Eagles, Bryce, against his doppelganger, Austin, which is amazing in itself. And the way Bryce got here is just freaking ridiculous in itself.
Man, oh man.
Boy, like that game there, man. That game was just, oh my God, that freaking play at the end. I just sat there with my mouth just open, paused. I was in disbelief, like, what the hell just happened here? Is that how they're gonna let him win this game?
I don't think an ending quite like that in any playoff game ever.
Ever. Hey, man, but here we are, Super Bowl. The plan right now, I think, is Bryce still up 3-0 in the second?
Yeah, he's still up 3-0, but Austin is on the 18-yard line going in, and he's on the 1-yard line going in, so he could end up having a touchdown. Justice.
We're not giving anybody any points until they actually go up on the board, because we've seen the BS that's happened over the last hour and a half. So,
man,
we ain't giving nobody no points that ain't went on that board yet. You know how we get down. If there's a game going on, we'll be cutting in and out with updates on it. But we want to kind of just talk about these two teams. Their journey of how they got here through the playoffs. I believe both teams, didn't they both go 12-4, I want to say, in the regular season?
Yeah, I believe so. I think Austin, he was suspended for his last, three games?
Two games.
And then,
Two or three games.
And then the Eagles, they were pretty much shining all the way to the playoffs. Both ended up 12-4.
Yeah. So before, Patriots ended up not getting a bye. So they, in the wild card round, they had to play the Bills, which is LB. And he won 28-13, pretty good game. LB has a couple of things that he has to work on during offseason. But Austin was able to take care of him in that first round. Then after that, he ended up having to play. He ended up playing Ark, the Chargers game, which I heard that one was a pretty good game, but I didn't get to check that one out. He ended up winning that one 29-26, setting up his matchup with B. Now, I personally did not see that game either, because I think it was played during the day, if I remember Wasn't it played during the day? It was played during the day, and, you know, I have a job where, you know, I can't be watching Madden. So, yeah, I mean, that game he won 20-10. I was actually a little shocked when I seen the outcome of that one. Thought B would have had put up a little bit more points. But it is season one, and it takes B usually a season or two before he really gets going, because right now he's putting the team together. So actually, it's amazing in itself that he even made it this far with the team that he had. So next year is probably going to be a problem. And with that being said, what do you think of Austin's chances at this point? Do you think he has what it takes to win the Super Bowl?
I do. I totally do. And I think it revolves around his offense. It's very explosive. He goes underneath a lot. He, you know, he gets the broken tackles that he needs to get. He's definitely a big play person, but he has no problem with settling for a first down, as weird as that sounds, settling for a first down. You know, that's what every team wants, getting a first down.
Yeah.
But, you know, he has Brandon Cooks, who led the world in receiving yardage, you know, and he ended up, I believe he won best wide receiver for the AFC. And then on the other side, you know, you got Philip Dorsett, and then you also got Gronk you got to worry about. He has all of the talent, all of the weapons, so, you know, he does this thing. And he has this vertical passing game that complements those weapons he has. So, yeah, I definitely think against a team like Bryce, who uses the linebacker a lot, he won't be able to use her down the field unless he's literally sprinting backwards. But Austin, again, he attacks the flats too. So he definitely has a great matchup advantage here. And, oh, snap, LeGarrette Blount just fumbled. And the Patriots recovered.
Uh-oh.
Blunt force trauma, man. But, yeah, he definitely has a chance for sure.
Okay. Yeah, now, is this both their first appearances in Super Bowls, or is this either one of these guys already have an appearance?
Yeah, Bryce actually has a championship. He won season one of Last Madden. I believe this is his first time being back, so this will be his second appearance. He's attempting to go 2-0 in the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Austin, this is his first appearance. I mean, heck, this is his first time all around for pretty much everything. I mean, he's made the playoffs before, but he hasn't advanced like this in the playoffs and then being on the biggest stage. I mean, this is brand new for him, and if history tells us anything, in the last few Maddens, season one has been very generous to the newcomers. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I definitely will. And like I said, we went over Austin's route to get here. We'll do the same here for Bryce. Bryce went 12-4, ended up getting a first round bye. He started his playoffs against the Vikings, who had no chance. We're just going to be honest. They didn't have a chance. I knew they didn't have a chance. Everybody else knew they didn't have a chance. I'm joking. I just hate the Vikings. I'm joking. Like I said, I just hate the Vikings. He ended up winning. It was a close game. He ended up winning 31-24, setting up his matchup with the one we just seen with Q. Which, I mean, that game there had to be one of the most ridiculous games I've ever seen. Steps, me and you exchanged a lot of words that were not in the main chat about that game. Do you care to share some of those words that we exchanged with one another about what was going on in that game?
Well, first and foremost, let me just say that entire game had no business being the way that it was. Now, first and foremost, nothing but regard for Bryce. He did what he had to do. He played within himself. He won the game. He did his stupid stuff, but that's what Bryce does. He takes chances, and it works for him. But literally, the way that Q was playing on offense was by far the most uncharacteristic game I've ever seen him play. He was a taking deep shot after deep shot after deep shot after deep shot. And you don't usually see Q do that. Usually Q has a very methodical passing game where he's picking up chunks of yardage along the way. He's not taking house call shots every single play. And because of that, Bryce made him pay over and over and over. And this is after he would make Bryce pay for his stupid mistakes. So it was a lot of different things in that game where I was just like, man, if Q was calling his game like that last drive of the four, of the game win, or the like his drive to get on top, if he had played the whole game like that, I am more than confident Q and the Atlanta Falcons would have blew out the Philadelphia Eagles in that game, probably to the tune of like 45 or something to the, you know, whatever he scored. I think it was like 28 or something. Like, that game would have been out of hand.
I agree. I definitely agree. The whole time we were talking, I said, well, this, and these are my words, end quote, begin quote, what the fuck is wrong with you? That was my quote. I was genuinely confused. That first half, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Is somebody else playing for him? Like, I didn't know, like, was he annoyed that the Fast Crew was trying to be freaking Jim Nance and Tony Romo during his game?
Oh,
like, because I was annoyed and I was just watching it.
Let me just say, that was by far the most annoying. That bothered me. Like, I was super annoyed by all that. Oh, swerve!
Oh, awesome. Lamborghini Mercy. Oh, I didn't get
Jeez.
To see it because I'm still in bad. Please tell me it was horrible.
Touchdown, Austin. The score is now 10-3.
On the
going
swerve?
Into that. On the swerve.
Oh, no, baby. In the Super Bowl, baby, what are you doing? You're going to have all your players suspended.
Oh, snap.
I got to hear every defense. They can slide a foot back over to their stream. Yeah, but man, but that game that Q and freaking Bryce had, like I said, I was genuinely confused. Like I just didn't know. It just didn't seem like it was Q that was playing in the first half. Like I said, and Bryce, then you had the Fast Crew doing commentary.
Oh,
now I wasn't playing. What happened now?
It was 1-on-1, Eric Rowe versus Alshon Jeffrey with 4 seconds left in the half. He threw the deep pause, and Eric Rowe got a pick in an animation over Alshon.
Oh, okay. Sounds like some good battles going on out there. Yeah, man, but I don't know. So I don't know if Q was annoyed or whatever, but hey, it just wasn't characteristic of him. Like, if he'd have played that second half, how he played the first half. I mean, if he'd have played the first half, like he played the second half, that would have been a different ball game. But hey, mistakes were made. Q's not no longer with us right now, so that's how that ended. Bryce ended up winning that game 34-27 on one of the most ridiculous tip drills I've ever seen in life. He threw it into triple coverage. And Madden said, oh, no, here, my son. I am still going to reward you anyway. And, yeah, he pretty much scored on it.
Austin, coming out of the half, first play, Austin throws a pick. Bryce is up on his own 38-yard line, down 7.
Jesus Christ, these guys can't even get out their own way. And that brings us here. After that game, that brings us here is the nonsense that y'all are hearing with these updates. It's been a crazy season so far. A lot of stuff is going on. A lot of guys are starting to realize that they can't play how they've been playing because it's frowned upon in this league. A lot of things have come about. New rivalries. A lot of guys are actually pumped for next season. Usually around this time, you'll kind of start to see the first couple of people drop out of the league, but it doesn't look like a hint. It doesn't look like anybody's leaving at this point. It looks like we we're going to be rolling on pretty strong going into next season. I do know for a fact we're probably going to be working on an off-season show where we'll try to bring in someone that has been looking, that's willing to share some of the draft prospects. That is something that we're working on here. Let's see. So, Steps, let's talk about, for the rest of this game, I'm about to flip over to the stream now because I don't have no business doing, I don't have no business with Madden anymore, so I'm flipping over to watch the game. Let's talk about Twitch and counter the error. Let's talk about the three keys. Well, it doesn't have to even be three keys. Let's just talk about a key for each team. How do they win this game? Start from this point forward, what does each owner need to do to win this game?
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Right now, the Eagles are on the one-yard line about to go in, and if they get a score here, I can tell you exactly what they need to do. All right, so they got a touchdown. All right, so now
okay.
The Eagles need to do first things first. They got to stop this short passing game. Short passing game and pass it to the flats right now. At the very moment, that's where Austin's bread and butter is. He's getting these out routes, these corner routes. He's getting them in, and it's keeping the football away from the middle linebacker that Bryce likes to control, which is very smart. It's very smart play calling. But eventually, Bryce has to make a play on that. He has to start calling some zones over there or man coverage and then guard the flats or guard the outsides or sidelines, something. Because that right now is where he's getting defeated at. Also, with that, I pulled the wrong number. That's my bad.
Yeah.
My fault. And on defense, Bryce needs a sure up tackling. He's definitely got a sure up tackling because I've seen a few plays where he's missing these wide open tackles, and Austin is getting some chunks of yardage on Yak. And then I'll say the last thing is that Carson Wentz has thrown two interceptions thus far. Two of them are pretty bad passes. So, hold on. Oh, yeah. That's my fault, man. Hey, my bad, yo. Oh, and then Austin just threw a pick. Boy. And that's what I'm about to get with Austin. So Austin is actually doing a fairly good job. Yeah, my fault, bro. My fault.
You gave him some Kiara. Who's Kiara, bro?
Hey. Long story, man. Man. Hey, I feel bad, man, because she trying to get some sleep right now, bro. Yo, chill. Look, I'm trying to get to these teams, man.
Dog. You really look at him like a fifth number. Like, what?
Yo, chill, man. It was a mistake, yo. It was a mistake. That's my bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, no. Y'all. We're trying to get Q to call me right now.
Because, look, man, I went to my call log, and I went to my recent, and I wasn't paying attention. I just clicked and held, and then I sent that mug off.
Hold on. I think I got Q on the line right here. Yo, Q.
Two fucking dumbasses.
Hey, that's my bad, yo. Did you just hear what I said about that?
Yeah. Voicemail for some chick named Kiara in Texas.
Yeah,
and as soon as she called back,
I'm
going to let her know you got herpes.
Yo, chill, bro. Chill. Please chill. I went to my recent call.
And then he gave me the number in PM and in chat, and it was the wrong number. So I called this chick twice.
Hey, that's my bad.
Oh, touchdown. Blunt force.
I'm about to
put her number on Twitter so everybody can have it.
Yo,
oh, no.
Man. Stop. That's my bad, yo. But
anyway, y'all, this is we have Q on the line.
Let me get these last three keys, man. Hold on. Let me get these last three keys. All right.
Lord.
So the last three, all right, we're going to talk about Austin real quick. So Austin, he has to get out of his own way. He's been throwing picks, and that's pretty much giving Bryce all these different opportunities to score. And just now, Austin threw a pick, and just now, Bryce just scored a touchdown. So now it's 17-10 Philadelphia Eagles.
The game is already over.
And you know what? Austin looks really tentative in this game, and that's another key I was going to say. Stop being tentative. He's got to go back to that passing offense that he had against B, that he had in who did he play against? LB. He's got to get back down the field. He's got to stop doing this short stuff. Stop being scared. And then the very last thing is that they absolutely have to find a and just as I said, he missed it. But that's what he has to do. What he has to do. He needs to go back to that because that's going to be what's going to get him this win for sure. And then that's my three keys right there. He just got to tackle Blunt, shore up, and stop throwing these picks. And he's got to get back down the field for sure.
That's some great insight, man. We got Q on the line, of course, our great fearless commissioner. We just want to talk. We got about 9 minutes left in the show. Just want to talk, ask you what happened. Did you hear what I said? What we said about your game?
Nah, I didn't hear none of that.
Okay, great. I'll tell you directly.
Well,
we was trying to figure out what the hell was wrong with you in the first quarter. The first half.
Seriously.
I don't know. He got the rock first. He drove down the field. We were expecting Blunt. I had an ace up the hole for Blunt, but I was going to wait. And he threw what should have been a pick six, but it got dropped, so he got three. We got the rock. Matt Ryan overthrew Gabriel for a touchdown. And then on his next drive, he basically there's a touchdown by Austin. He killed as much clock as possible, basically trying to keep me off of the field, which was pretty smart.
Wow.
And when I got back on field, hey, man, your stream is late. And when I got back on the field, Ryan was missing throws. And then for his second drive, he had the fake field goal, which I knew was coming, and I played it. But the game on two different plays, it was a pass up the seam. And there was a fake field goal where I'm in position and the game moves me to the
and
left.
You move here.
So I'm out of position twice. So those are two opportunities that I couldn't do anything about. So I was behind the eight ball and basically had to forego the run for a little while.
I've seen that. Now, on the why so many deep shots early in the game like that, though? Is it because you didn't want to try to middle
pick six? No.
Oh.
It's all schematics. So I get to the line of scrimmage. I know what he's running. I know what to expect. So it's basically, for every game I play, I do my due diligence. I scout and everything. I know who's good, where, whatever, film study and everything. So the plan going in was to take the shots and make him play them and open up the game for Freeman. But we missed those shots early in the game. But all of that was by design. Ended up going,
if you had played, and this is what I said before you called, if you had played your game the very same way you played that final drive that you had to get up on the scoreboard, I think you would have blew that game out the water. I think the final score would have been somewhere along the lines of 45-28, and it wouldn't have even been close.
That's difficult to discern when he was trying to keep the football away from me. But I knew I would be able to score quick. I knew what throws would be there and things of that nature. It's not like last Madden when he was in 34-0 and he was pinching the line and he was, like, getting nano pressure. Like, we basically prepared for everything. He just missed the throws. that was really the difference in the game. And we, for whatever reason, it was like three or four picks that we probably should have had that we did not have that sustained drives that turned into points for him or whatever. But then even at the end of the game, when we went down the field and Coins was in the party, as you know, the fucking Teen Titans were all in there being annoying as hell.
Yeah.
But he kept saying, why are you so cool? Why are you so cool? Why are you not stressing out? I'd be losing my mind right now. I'm like, yo, this is no different than anything else. Like, I'm used to this. This is how you do it, you know. And I went down the field, I scored or whatever the case is, and you can only control what you can control. So Keanu Neal and Trufant jumping on the pass that gets tipped, and then his 80 overall receiver catches it and runs down the field and scores. I can't control that. So he won like that. Hats off to him.
Yeah. Looking like he might
really
pay for it because I smell another turnover.
I thought that tip passed, man. Because usually when you see that animation where two defenders or a defender in general gets a hand on the football and then a receiver on the opposite team tries to catch the football, usually that becomes a drop. You don't usually see that caught. By an offensive player gets touched by a defensive player first. So that's why I was, like, super surprised that all that even happened.
Well, pause in advance. The game shakes out like that. You know, he ran a lot of condensed sets through the game. I knew the routes concept that was coming. I had the play call, knowing that it would get jumped. It got jumped. It just didn't go my way. So, you know, it is what it is. As it stands right now, he's probably about to lose, but... these are the things that happen. So long as Austin doesn't fuck this off. And he's in the process of fucking it off.
What in the...
Oh wow.
God.
He filled it that. Wow.
This is what I'm saying. What? But Bryce doesn't have anybody in his secondary that can run with Cooks or Dorsett. Cover 3, cover 4, cover 2, whatever the case is. So if Austin and Brady is the best quarterback in Madden, so realistically, if you wanted to heave the football all game, they would be there. I mean, it would be kind of cheesy, but it's on him if he wants to be tentative.
And I realize
he's about to play against a cover four right now. Bryce doing silly shit.
Look at this. What is this? What are you doing?
No, it's okay. It's okay because he's running. He's running corner strikes.
And dying.
That's the thing. A lot of people aren't able to read coverages and things, but for whatever reason, you know, should be working out for them more times than not, especially when it shouldn't. So it's good to see him pay for calling stupid shit or not being able to audible and adjust to what he's seeing. You got to ask yourself, do people really know what they're facing? And not tell people all the time, go on the skills trainer. At least help yourself.
It's very true.
And he's punting.
I've learned. Got about 90 seconds left. Anybody got any last words that I'm going to tell out? Or Q, you want to give maybe update on how the off-season schedule goes? Why we got
to
move on?
We're going to try and get to the draft sometime this weekend. Everybody's saying Saturday, PMs and everything like that. So later on, either later tonight or with the admins tomorrow, we'll figure it out. Get the best day and, you know, move forward from there. And
okay.
Steps, you still ain't shit.
I'm going to agree with that one.
Final parting shot.
Steph.
Kel, if you're listening, Michael Thomas, send them home.
Shout out to Lester and Chester. Word.
I don't have nothing else to say, but, I mean, I'll see you next season, Mini, because that was it for you. That was your best season this cycle.
Blunt force trauma.
Believe that.
Lord. Turk, don't go out there and go 6-10 again.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that again if I wanted to. I learned how to just not throw interceptions all the time. That's what made me, I was able to be in games at the end.
Sir, you got to end the show.
And win. I ain't got to end nothing. I run this. Blog Talk don't run this. I run this over here. Nah, for real, I got 10 seconds. I got to end the show, y'all. I appreciate everybody listening. Stay
bye, bitch.
214. Y'all have a good one. And thanks for Q coming on and Steps. Y'all holler at me.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist, compassionate.